Welcome back. This is Carol Fly with High Tech Answers, reporting from HIMSS 13 out of New Orleans. And I'm with Dave Caldwell, the CMO for Certify. Dave, how are you today?
Well, I'm very good, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So, Dave, tell me a little bit about Certify.
Well, Certify is an interoperability company in the space of health information exchange. So we're a company that has been around for about 10 years. We spent 4 years developing the product before we launched. We launched in 2008, and we've become the fastest growing provider in this space, selling primarily to hospitals and health systems who take our technology platform and deploy it out to their physicians such that they can share clinical information freely between the disparate IT systems that are in a hospital and are in the ambulatory environment.
And I noticed, or you pointed out actually, one of your taglines and saying is HIE doesn't equal interoperability. I think that's just brilliant. Tell me about that.
Well, we're playing this out more because it's really becoming a topic and a trend of dialogue, particularly as the ONC started talking about this in the fall, that health information exchange is simply a mechanism to get to interoperability. And I think what's happened over the last 3 or 4 years, people didn't understand that when they were buying HIE, they weren't necessarily getting full interoperability. And our company and our platform and our technology has always been about that, to make sure that everyone can get can exchange clinical information, but to be able to use that information in their own native systems so that disparate IT systems are truly interoperable. So you don't force somebody out of their native system into a different workflow to go use the clinical information in a viewer or portal, but rather use it within your own native system.
Interoperability, everybody knows they have to have it, they just don't know how to get it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's very elusive and it's very confusing, and there's so much rhetoric out there and everybody uses the term HIE, but they never really talk about interoperability.
This past November, Humana acquired Certify. Yeah. So how's that going?
It was a wonderful thing. It was, I think, a recognition of the success that we've had in the marketplace. We've grown to 100 health systems across the country, representing about 300 hospitals and over 90,000 providers. So we've certainly become a force. We're the quiet company. We've done it very quietly without big fanfare, but we've done it and built a customer base. Humana has recognized that what we've done in the market, but as well as they recognize our technology and how easy it is to scale and deploy and manage and support. So they like the fact that our technology is really advancing the ability for efficient care, and that's what they see in Certify.
You know, there's HIMSS came out with a survey talking about sort of these HIE challenges that are being faced in the market space, and you've alluded to a couple of them actually, which is scalability and this issue of, you know, their native systems. What are some of the other challenges that you're seeing out there on the hospital side?
Yeah, I think if you look at what's been done over the last few years, I know that when I talk to CIOs, they talk about the cost. You know, where are they going to get the money to fund these kinds of projects that they need? So that's certainly one of the issues that they're challenged with. And obviously, hospitals and health systems have limited capital dollars. Their operating budgets are always stretched, and it's a difficult proposition. One of the other things is the vendor community hasn't really thought about how they build their software platforms such that the hospitals and health systems don't have to have legions of folks to help support that. Particularly as you look at some of the larger EHR, inpatient EHR companies, whenever they do a transition to a new EHR, all these consultants come in place to do the implementation. Well, that really needs to start to change in the industry, not only for that, but also for health information exchange. And Certify particularly designed the product and platform such that they could avoid the challenge of having to hire a lot of folks. So it's really a product that has been productized versus software that's got to be loaded, managed, and tweaked until the nth degree. So that's one of the huge challenges we see, and we've really tried to address that in our product.
That sounds great. And for those of our listeners and readers attending HIMSS, where can you be found?
Well, certainly at CertifiedDataSystems.com is where you can find us and learn about us. We're also, we're active members of HIMSS. Also, you can find us on KLAS. You can find us in many areas. But I'd suggest learning about us just by going to CertifiedDataSystems.com.
And if you're here at HIMSS, come by booth 717.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Carol. We appreciate that. Yes, please do and say hi. We'd love to talk to you. Oh,
great. It was Dave Caldwell with Certify, and this is Carol Fly with another HIMSS highlight.